Hello, welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. My name is Charles Okeke. How are you? Hope you are good. Hope you are wonderful. I've had a good week. It's been wonderful. Aside from some of these people that are higgy and haga that are constantly insulting me on social media, I made a video that I'm going to post on my African Gay Igbo Vlog channel when I have the time to edit this video, about some of the comments that I have received that are really, really disrespectful, and some of them that are wishing me to go on a life myself and all of the madness. Whenever I have the time to edit this, I will post it there. And that got me thinking about forgiveness. I am someone, as all gay people may know, maybe your experience is different from this. Everybody's experience is not the same. But my experience with some of my relatives has been horrible. And the only people that have stood by me absolutely with no judgment whatsoever, who cared about my safety, who were like, we are always going to be here, have always been my sisters. I have been thinking about this whole thing, about the conversations I've had with some of my relatives, where they will be like, you need to forgive. Forgive and forget. We are the same people. We are family. Blood is thicker than water. Yada, yada, yada. And I kept saying to myself, but none of these conversations ever had anything to do with how I feel mentally. Are you okay? How are you coping? How is your safety? I hope that you're okay. What's going on with you? None of it. None of it. It just feels like I do not matter, queer people do not matter. And one thing I have come to the realization is that I am not going to negotiate my identity. It is non-negotiable. My identity, my culture is mine, my mental health. I am not going to negotiate that. I am going to preserve my energy. If it requires me to cut you off permanently, I am going to do that. And that doesn't make me a bad person. Because a lot of the times as queer people, you are constantly trying so much to be liked, so much to be validated, so much to be accepted, that you forget who you are. That people will just take you for granted. One thing I don't do anymore is allowing people who are not supposed to be in my life to be in my life. Allowing people who are taking advantage of me to be there in the name of making myself small. If I am a good family member to you and you are not doing the same for me, what is the point? I can love you from afar and that doesn't make you a bad person. I am talking about forgiveness because this is something that I've been thinking forever, because the way I have been treated, and this applies to majority of LGBTQIA+ individuals, has been horrendous. Horrible. It is absolutely disgusting. And a lot of people who do this to you just think that it is okay. I'm going to go off on a tangent here before I continue. There is a particular person that found me on TikTok, and this person has been really, really disrespectful. Extremely disrespectful. Disrespectful. Calling me something that has to do with pit toilet in Igbo language. And then they came on the TikTok live stream a few days ago and was asking me for financial help, asking me to get them someone to marry that would take them to the UK or to Canada or something like this. And I said to this individual, you know, you've insulted me. You've told me horrible things. The fact that I'm speaking to you is even a shock to me. But I am speaking to you because I'm not that wicked like you. Of course, sometimes when she says some of the things that she says, she ends it up by saying something that seems like she doesn't really mean everything she's saying. But at the end of the day, you are saying things that you actually mean, because people will say things to you that they mean and then say to you, oh, it's just a joke. No, it's not a joke. You meant what you said, but you're just trying to play it as a joke. And I said to her that I don't have anything to give to you right now. Maybe, just maybe, I may change my mind. But this is a typical example of this. And this person is not even related to me. So let's get into what we are talking about. Forgiveness and reconciliation are totally different. But I don't even know if I want to reconcile. I can forgive you and not reconcile with you and not want to do anything with you. Because in many African families, especially when queerness is involved, that distinction matters absolutely. Because as a queer person, I will forgive you. I can forgive you, but not reconcile with you. I don't want to be in your space. If all you bring to my life is pain, is misery, is disappointment, is reminding me that I'm a bad person, even when you think you mean well, I do not want to be around that. I have received so many pressure to reconcile with certain people. One of them is a brother of mine, actually. I have two brothers. I have a particular brother that is just extremely wayward. I never, ever used to say anything about the dynamics of my family, who is mean and things like that. I'm not going to share everything. But this particular brother of mine is extremely wayward. And I don't want to have anything to do with them. Whatever it is that they've done, I have forgiven. However they've treated me, I have forgiven. But I do not want to reconcile because it is better for me mentally, emotionally, and otherwise. And that doesn't make me a bad person. It took me for the longest of time to get to this point, to understand that cutting people off doesn't make you a bad person, especially if it is someone that has been extremely harmful towards you emotionally, socially, and otherwise. Someone that has made something that would have changed the trajectory of your life as a human being. When people deal with you as a human being, especially when they have the power, they will use that power recklessly. They will use that power to control you, that authority, to do whatever they want to do to you without actually thinking about your future. In many cultures, especially our culture, forgiveness is framed as, come back, let's pretend it didn't happen. And the one that is really, really freaking annoying me the most is when they say blood is thicker than water. Your parents wouldn't like if all of you are not in this together. You should reconcile for the sake of the fact that you came from the same womb. But then when it comes to you reacting to them, they'll be like, oh, blood is thicker than water. If blood is always thicker than water, why is it that a lot of LGBTQIA plus individuals, their family don't think this? Why is it that some people kick out their queer children once they find out that they are queer? Why? Is it that blood is thicker than water does not apply in this situation? Because I need somebody to explain to me. If someone is saying to you that you need to reconcile with somebody, the person they want you to reconcile with, has that person changed? Has the environment where that person is, has things changed and improved? Because in my own situation, the person I'm asked to speak to reconcile with, to forgive and do all of these things with, hasn't changed. Actually, they became worse. But my relatives and some of my people refuse to see this because they believe in God. They are Christians. That's what you do. You forgive people that your reward will come in heaven. No, absolutely not. I am not going to do it that way. I am going to do what is beneficial for me mentally, emotionally, and otherwise. I am going to preserve my energy. I am not going to be around somebody that will sap all of my energy. Absolutely not. If the environment hasn't changed, why do you want me to be in there? It's crazy. If the belief systems, the beliefs and the behaviors that has caused you harm is still intact, it is still there, it's still thriving, festering, why do you think it will be any different if I forgive and reconcile? Of course, I'm going to forgive, but I'm not going to reconcile because I don't want to do anything with you. You are crusty, dusty, crazy and wayward and not a good person. And one thing that is really, really annoying to me, this happens a lot with our people. They will be extremely wayward, mean, wicked as soon as they get older because they believe that there's something called eternity. They will start carrying the Bible. They will start preaching that God says this, Christianity says this, religion says this, you should love one another. Why did you not do that all your life? Now, because you feel you are old and you are getting closer to your grave in your mind, all of a sudden you want to be a good person. Of course, getting old doesn't mean you're going to pass away. Anybody can pass away anytime. So why did you not apply these principles all your life? Why is it that you have to wait until when you get older before you remember that the Bible exists, that the church exists, that religion is important, that eternity is important? But at the same time, all of the bad things you've been doing hasn't changed at all. Crazy. Absolutely crazy to me. If you are someone who is LGBTQIA plus individual, you're listening to this. Forgiveness does not require re-entry into harm. Forgiveness does not require you to be around and be in places where things hasn't changed. If someone is requiring you to forgive them, to reconcile with them, and that person hasn't changed, you can forgive them, but stay the F away from them. Stay far away from them. As some of our people will say, eat with a long spoon with them. Run, 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 and run. You do not freaking need to be around them and in an environment like this. You don't need that for yourself. I have come a long way that I talk about certain things and I don't really, really cry about it anymore because I have done so much work. I remember when my brothers stopped speaking to me, but especially one of my brothers, I still think of him like almost every day, which is something that I haven't really, really admitted. As I am admitting now, I think of him every day because he is the brother that has been really, really kind to me before he found out that I'm gay. He's the brother that means well. He's the brother that loved me. He's the brother that wanted things to work for me. And I still do know that he loves me, but it is what it is. But one thing is that I always, always, always wish that things works for him perfectly, that he succeeds, that he has good health, that his life is amazing, that he doesn't get to suffer. I wish for him everything wonderful. But what I have done is I have grieved the fact that things have changed and it may never, ever, ever be the way it was before because I don't know. Maybe it will go back to the way it was before. But the massive problem here as well is that my brother is married to someone that doesn't understand boundaries and have done things that are extremely crazy and wayward where they don't have the right to do. And I don't understand why the husband did not say anything to her. But it's not my place to speak. But I wish them well. I wish her well. Do I want anything to do with her ever again in my life? I don't think so. I don't think so. Because there is so much you can do that you cannot come back from. I can speak to you and be cordial, but never ever allow any place in my heart for you. Because I had a place in my heart for this person, but I don't anymore. But I still wish them well. I still pray that they succeed, that things works for them, and for them to have everything wonderful for them. Because I am not going to be in a place where things shouldn't work for you. The reason why I'm saying this is that you can forgive people, you can respect people, you can love people and stay the fuck away from them. Stay away from them and live your life. I do not know what my life is going to be from today to tomorrow. I am trying to live my life. I am trying to navigate this world the best way possible. It has not been easy. It is not easy, but I'm doing my best. And the reason why I'm saying this is that I want to make this extremely clear to everyone as well. If you are a gay person, if you are someone that is LGBTQIA+, that your identity is non-negotiable. Your mental health is non-negotiable. It is paramount. Your culture is yours. You are not wrong. You are not a mistake. So if somebody is never going to love you because of who you are, that is okay for them to not be in your life. It is okay for them not to be here. It is okay for them to stay the fuck away from you. It is okay for them not to have anything to do with you. It is okay for you to grieve them, cut them permanently, and live your life. That does not make you a bad person. I don't know the number of times I need to mention this, but I will continue to say this every time because it needs to be said. So I wish everyone well who decided that they don't want to have anything to do with me because I'm a gay person. I wish them well and I am going to love them from afar. Yeah, because forgiveness actually is internal. It's the thing that you need to do for yourself. For some of us, it can be releasing the constant replay, releasing the constant trouble that has happened over time. It can involve you grieving and crying and dealing with it and speaking about it and then letting go. It's choosing not to let resentment control your nervous system. It is reclaiming emotional space within you. And it does not mean that trust is restored. It does not mean that access to you is automatic. It does not mean that your boundaries have to disappear. Your boundaries has to always be there. You can forgive someone from the bottom of your heart and still say, you don't get the same level of access to me anymore. And that means you have wisdom. I have forgiven so many people, but they will never, ever, ever again have the same level of access they had before. They will never have it anymore. That can never happen ever again. And this is coming from someone like me who gives people so many opportunities to redeem themselves. I give so many opportunities, and most of these people that I no longer have anything to do with still messed me up so many times. So they will never have any access to me anymore. There is this cultural expectation that we have when it comes to family. You are supposed to be in community. You are supposed to always be a family. This is why a lot of us, when we are gay, lesbians, or trans women or trans men and things like this, it is always difficult for us to come out, because the cultural expectations around family sometimes can make this extremely difficult for us. Because in many African contexts and societies, family unity is sacred. It is something that is respected. It's seen as something that is wonderful and is something not to be played with. When you are distant feels and is seen as being disrespectful. It's seen as disrespect. Boundaries are seen as you being rebellious. Boundaries are seen as rebellion. But sometimes what they don't understand is that distance is not rejection. I am distanced from so many people, and in some of those cases, doesn't mean I've rejected them, but we are just not closer to each other. It can be emotionally, it can be mentally, it can be physically, it can be intuitively, it can be so many ways. Distance can occur in so many ways. There are people I haven't seen for years, but I speak to them like literally every 2 or 3 days. And that's the way it should be. I think that we need to learn how to regulate ourselves and how we deal with things that works for us in the most calm and better way for us, that is meaningful for us, that will help us. You can honor your roots and still protect your peace. This is why I always say that my culture is mine and I'm a gay Igbo man, because those things are together. So I am doing all of this and I understand my culture. I respect my culture. I honor my culture. I do everything that is needed, but I honor my peace of mind. Yeah, because a lot of the times, when people speak to you as a queer person, they fail to understand that you understand your culture, you are part of the culture, you honor your culture, you honor your people, you respect your ancestors, you pray to them, you worship them, you invoke them to guide you, you do all of the things. You understand what it means to be part of that culture. So sometimes when they say some of this nonsense, as if you don't understand what community means, as if you don't understand that family is sacred and unity and things like this, it boggles the mind when people speak to me and say to me, oh, remove Igbo from your name, from your videos. It does not make any sense to me. They are weird. I had a wonderful conversation with a friend of mine this week because he was feeling guilty as hell. And I have gone through situations where I have felt guilty as well myself. But I was saying to him, why is it that in your season of growth, you are feeling guilty at the same time? Why? And he was like, what are you saying? To him, there is a massive difference between guilt and growth. But you can grow and not feel guilty about anything, about yourself, about who you are, about life and things like this. Because when you choose not to return to the same dynamics, guilt often appears. And this, my friend, is struggling with people who have been homophobic to him, people who have treated him less than, who have been extremely mean to him, that he has outgrown, that he no longer wants to have anything to do with, who have come to him for financial help and he refused to help, to assist, but he was still feeling guilty for not doing all of these things. And I said to him, I totally understand you. I can relate because this has happened to me and this continues to happen to me. But what I do is, I said to myself, no, I'm not going to do it for you because you've been wayward, you've been this. And sometimes when my instincts and my emotions and my mood says to me that I should do it for you, despite you being a wayward, homophobic, higgy and hagger person, I will go ahead to do that for you and still keep you afar and still be distant from you and still not want to have anything to do with you and still not have you have access to me as you used to have. So I explained this to him. When you have guilt, you hear things like you are ungrateful, you've changed, you think you are better. And these things can come from within, from other people. And because we've grown in societies where we internalize a lot of nonsense, all of these things are mentioned becomes a massive problem. And my friend was going through a lot of these things because he was told by one of his relatives, you are ungrateful. You are an ungrateful cow. You've changed massively. You went to this country and you've become a homosexual. I have been told this as well. You think you are better than us because you live outside of Nigeria. You think you are better than us because you have a job you think is better. It's just so many things that does not make any sense at all. And you should never feel bad when things like this are said. And even when you think about this, snap out of it quickly. Because I am going to tell you, growth looks like change. Growth actually is change. Because change is one of the most constant things in nature. And let me tell you something. Change makes people uncomfortable. It makes them really, really uncomfortable. And it is not your place to care about what they think about you if you are changing, if you are evolving, if you are growing. That is not your place if it makes them uncomfortable. That is on them. You are not obliged to regress to make others feel good and secure. Evolution is not arrogance. People evolve. We grow every day. We learn and improve every day. Me today is not me when I was 16. If you knew me 16 years ago, for instance, you don't know me anymore today. You knew my past. You knew who I was 16 years ago. You don't know me now. So what do you care? You just need to learn how to align with yourself, how to be okay with yourself and not feel like you've done anything wrong. You know one thing? I respect myself. I remember when I was in Boy Scouts, they would be like, on your honor, I've forgotten my Boy Scout things. I respect myself on my honor. Like, I really, really do. The reason why I'm saying this is that boundaries is self-respect. I swear, you need to understand that healthy boundaries are not you trying to be higgy and hagger towards anybody. It is not revenge. You are not trying to be mean. You're not trying to revenge because of what was done to you. No, it is called healthy boundaries and they are not a revenge. What they are is clarity. Your healthy boundaries says, I forgive what happened, but I will not re-enter a space where I am diminished. Boundaries protect your future self. Do you know the thing? The minute I created boundaries for myself, I started to feel good for myself. The boundaries I created years ago is doing me amazing today. Your future self will thank it. Because the thing is that boundaries ensure you don't repeat cycles that cost you peace. I want to repeat this again for you. Boundaries will ensure that you never, ever, ever repeat cycles that will cost you your peace of mind. And the thing is, you need to know this, that is not cruelty. That is not you being a bad person. I don't know how many times I need to say this. You creating boundaries doesn't make you a cruel person. That is you being responsible. That is you being emotionally mature. That is all it is. I've mentioned this in so many of the episodes. I have done a lot of grieving. I've grieved people that were supposed to love me. I've grieved so many things. This grief, some of it come because of this dance. It comes with so many of the things. And I have done a good job of getting over a lot of things that has happened to me over time. In regards to some people who no longer speak to me anymore, I grieved that and I moved on. But the thing is, when you choose not to go back, it can be extremely heavy. There is grief. And that grief, I totally understand because I've gone through that as well. It can be a grief or grief for the family dynamic you hoped you would evolve with, you would draw with, you would do things with and things like this. It can be grief for conversations that never matured. I don't know if I mentioned this. There are certain things I couldn't talk to and speak about to some of my relatives. Some of them have passed away that I was unable to tell them. I went to therapy because of this. I had to find a way to make sense of this, to express myself, to speak about these things. And I did that. And that has really, really helped me. You will maybe have grief for acceptance that never, ever happened, that never, ever arrived for you, for a validation that never, ever materialized for you. And I have come to the realization that forgiveness does not erase sadness. It does not erase you feeling bad about things and you feeling unhappy sometimes. You just have to think about what is right for you in these circumstances. What forgiveness does for you in so many instances is that it prevents bitterness from taking over you. It prevents that from happening to you because you don't want to be bitter. I'm not a bitter person. That's why I have forgiven a lot of these people, but I don't want to be around them. If you have forgiven, but kept your distance, you are not cold. You are not selfish. You are not dishonoring your family. You are protecting your stability. You are protecting your peace of mind. You are protecting your energy. You are protecting your mental and emotional well-being. And sometimes that is the most loving choice for everyone involved. I want to leave you with this. For you to understand this, forgiveness is eternal freedom. So forgive them. You can decide if you want to reconcile with them. And you can decide if you do not want to reconcile with them. For me, I have forgiven a lot of people and I have chosen not to reconcile with them. Because there's no point in that for me. Because the reason why is that reconciliation requires external change. So if you're not going to change, why am I reconciling with you? And you are allowed to choose forgiveness and not reconcile. You are allowed to choose one without the other. You are allowed to. So do what's best for you. And remember, peace is not the same thing as proximity. I want to end this by saying to you, always remember that your identity is not negotiable. Your peace of mind is not to be played with. Your culture is you. You are not a mistake. You are amazing. You are wonderful. You are the light. You are not less than. Do not shrink yourself for anybody. Do not go seeking acceptance, validation, permission, love, kindness from places that you will never ever get them from. Remember always that you were brought into this world for a reason. Live your life unapologetically. I have been Charles. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for joining the Movement for Visibility, Truth and Representation. Have a wonderful time. I will see you in the next one.